The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Bit of a roundup of round four and also round five. And by the way, before we start, just want to thank you for those messages to Nat, Sasha and I on the news that we're nominated for another Sports Journalism Award. Really exciting news, and we couldn't do it without your support. Round four then, it was Bath 58, Storm 62. Abby Robson got her first player of the match, and I've been speaking to her for the Surrey Storm podcast.
Anna was really supportive of my move to go to Storm, as well as like my life decisions with a new career and a new job in London. So that was really, really nice. Nothing against Bath, I've not left Bath on a bad note at all. I got a really exciting job offer in London, which is going to help my career, and it's something I just couldn't say no to. On the back of that, joining a new franchise and moving to Storm, I think as well, is really going to help my netball career develop. You know, as we've said before, I've been at Bath for a really long time, and I think it's good sometimes to just have some change. And it's been great learning off Mickey, and we've got great players in our team as well, like Peace Wasgrovia, that I'm learning off every single day. So I think it was just the right decision for me this time, and also moving across the Storm, hopefully looking to build in the next couple of years to get into their playing squad and getting some more court time, which is of course something that hopefully we'll achieve with them in the next couple of seasons.
Was it a case of Mickey getting in touch with you, or you getting in touch with Mickey?
So
bit of both.
So I reached out to Mickey that I wanted to move across, and she was really supportive of me coming on board, and I sort of, you know, with Storm, for my first conversations with Mickey, she was saying how hard work and honesty are the two like pinnacle values of Surrey Storm, and they're two values that really resonate with me and what I want to achieve and what I look for in a team and a team environment. So like similar to Bath, it's just a no-brainer, just seemed like the right place for me to go to.
Yeah, definitely that hard work for each other, and Charlie must have helped in that decision as well.
Yeah, Charlie definitely did help. She came up through the Storm pathway, so I actually spoke to her about the decision, and she was very supportive, and she was telling me a lot about Storm, and the more I spoke to her about it and then reached out and had those conversations with Mickey as well, I knew it was a place for me to go to.
It's relatively early days, but what's Mickey brought to your game already? Are you noticing a difference?
Mickey's teaching me a lot. She's really helping my attacking game as well, just showing me different ways of how I can attack into the end third in the centre, and centre is a growing position for me at the moment, so anything I can learn and absorb is excellent, and it's definitely just going to help my game. Mickey's been really good in that.
And you mentioned her earlier, but just the experience of Felly and Praskovia as well, knowing that you're on the same squad as them.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Felly's just recently joined us, so I'm getting to know her now and know her game, which is exciting to see sort of how she can help me build throughout the season. And then, yeah, of course, Peace. Everyone speaks about her. She's amazing. She's definitely one of my idols. She, with all that experience, she's the most humble human being on the planet, and it's just so nice and incredibly supportive of her teammates, which makes me really proud to be on the same team with her.
Storm fans are obviously pretty special in when they get home in Surrey Sports Park. What did you find playing in front of them was like?
Yeah, it was amazing. So Monday night was my first time in front of Storm fans. I have to say, they really bring the energy. They were really loud and engaged throughout the whole game. It was amazing. It was a great atmosphere in there on Monday night. And I look forward to bringing that energy every home game.
Helped by a little player of the match. I hope that wasn't a one-off.
Me too. that was very exciting on Friday. Absolutely loved it. Completely shocked. But I mean, I think player of the match could have gone to anyone in that game, because you can't, you know, it takes everyone on that court to turn a lead around like that, and then come out with the win. So I think we really showed our true colours, our grit, determination, and what we can really achieve as a Storm this year. So yeah, it was great and I loved it. But yeah, it could have gone to anyone.
Are you the kind of player that does take such a close attention to your stats, or will you maybe just leave that to the coaches?
I do enjoy looking at stats sometimes, because sometimes what it feels like is not necessarily what the stats are, in a good way or a bad way. So I think stats are important, but me personally, I don't dive into it that much. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of my own personal game, I'm never going to be the one with 100 turnovers. That's just not really my style. But in terms of, you know, centre pass to goal, turnover to goal, I think all of those are really important. But yeah, I'm all about the coaches feeding that forward to me and going from there, really.
After the game, Sky's Hannah Wilkes spoke to Anna Stembridge and Mickey Austin.
Anna, I saw you giving Abby a round of applause. A great performance from your former player.
Yeah, it really was, you know. We expect that tenacity from Abby. And I think in terms of, we kind of started going on long leads, and actually we played to Abby's strength in terms of her ability to track. So yeah, you know, she deserved in terms of the impact that she had, for sure, for the player of the match.
Give us your thoughts on the game then overall, because it was so close that first half, and that fourth quarter you really got, sort of started to grab the momentum back, but it was the third quarter where it got away from you a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, like, to be fair to Storm, they stifled us. So in terms of our ability to change the angle and keep the ball moving, I think we really lacked that. They also, we fell a bit short in terms of going over defence rather than being able to change the angle around it. So we made sure we focused that in the fourth quarter, but we allowed it to go out too far and the momentum was with them. So proud of the girls for the way they responded in that fourth quarter, but obviously disappointed to come away with the loss.
It's still obviously very early days in the season. We saw you sort of shuffling the pack a little bit and had some real impact when we saw Tash Pavin and Layla Guscoth go back, that defensive ending, and Kim Borgia come back on. Are you still managing this team early on in the season?
Yeah, like, you know, it's public knowledge. It's been a hard 2 weeks for us, so we are managing return to play. So we've got a number of restrictions, but, you know, it is what it is for everyone.
Anna, thanks very much. We'll bring in Mickey Austin, the Surrey Stormer coach, who's got also a huge grin on her face.
It's amazing.
I mean, look, well deserved. Mickey, give us your overall thoughts on that, because that was a really great performance.
Yeah, it was. I think for us, it's just about making sure we can back up what we did last week. We spoke a lot about that being a good performance in terms of numbers, and we sort of came away from Thunder with a moral victory, as I like to call it. But it takes character to show that isn't a one-off. And we knew it wasn't a one-off, so I'm really proud of them to just go out there and be able to put that into practice against a really class top four side like Team Bath.
I'm intrigued to know what you said at half-time, because that third quarter was very much a championship quarter performance.
In all honesty, I said to them, we're all going to take a big deep breath together. And we did. We all took a deep breath. We looked at the numbers, and I didn't realise how high our centre pass percentage to goal was. It was 75%, 85% in the first and second quarter. And I was like, I think we need a reality check. Like, we're doing some really good stuff, but it didn't feel like that. And we're very much a positive side. We play off of confidence and feed off of each other's energy. So I was like, I think myself included, we need to lift each other a little bit. So it was just about us in that third quarter. I honestly didn't even look up at the scoreboard, and then I came off the three-quarter time and I was like, oh, that went well, didn't it? So, yeah, look, I'm just really proud of the girls. They 100% deserved that performance. And just a word to Shati and Abby. They've come here in their old home court against a team that they was at for years, and they were really nervous coming into this game. And I think both of them were fantastic tonight, and credit to Abby for coming on and getting a POM.
Yeah, great performance from her, Mickey. Well played this evening. Enjoy that bus ride home. I think it's going to be a bit of a party.
Yeah, 48 hours and then we turn over again against Loughborough. So straight to rest and recovery for us.
It was Dragons 52, Rhinos 57. Stars 52, Mavericks 62. Melissa Bessel spoke to the BBC's Nikki Price after the game.
It was a poor game by us. We didn't turn up until the last quarter, and that's unacceptable. So, yeah, not very happy, but moving forward, leave it. And I just can't wait for Bath, because Kat is back.
Kat is back. Yes, we'll come on to your new New Zealand signing, your shooter. But what changed in the fourth quarter? Because it was a strong performance in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's probably caught a coach's foot up the backside in short terms. yeah, just went back to the basics. Man-to-man was the call, and that made a big difference. But, you know, little tiny things crept in today, like the shooting. But that certainly wasn't it. They just didn't turn up. It wasn't all throughout the whole court, really. But, you know, they had it, and they proved that they can do it. You know, 17-10 in that last quarter against a class side like Mavs. But it's just unacceptable for me to have three quarters that were not, you know, we weren't relentless. We didn't stick to our game plan. So, yeah.
I mean, there were centered passes that you lost. That was an issue at the beginning of the match. Obviously, shooting as well, as you say. Were there any standout performances today?
Oh, look, I think Lucy Herdman came on and she did a fantastic job. You know, I don't know. I think for me, it's probably Lucy. I think Dee had, you know, my flying Fijian, had an outstanding, you know, full 60 minutes, which was really good from her. So defensively, I think we did well. I think Nick came on. I think the changes that I made, they were impactful for what I needed. But yeah, I don't know. I can't put it on. Look, everyone got on the court today. I'm happy with that. But one chooses not to do that as a coach. You prefer not to. But hey ho, you live and learn.
How tough is it against the Mavs side, who have played together a lot? You've got the Corbin sisters, played for England. They've played together for so many years. How tough is it against the side that know each other so well?
Well, I mean, it can have its advantages, but also the disadvantages is that we know how they play. So from my point of view, there's no excuse. We know how they play, and they're very quick, and I think we did a much better job on them in that second quarter, and we shouldn't have waited till halftime, or not even halftime. I didn't even think we came into the game until to the last quarter. So, you know, you can't do that at this level, so it's just a bit disappointing.
So Kat is back for the next game. A lot of people have been wondering why she hasn't been playing. Has it been an injury that's kept her out?
Yeah, it was more me as well. Like, she just, it was only a calf strain, and, you know, but coming back like she did, she's been biting at me, at, you know, at every training. Can I? And I just said to her, no. So I wanted to make sure that I was completely, she was 100%. And now she'll come back this week and she'll have a full training, but she's ready to go.
And knowing what you know about what you've seen in training and the potential here, how much will that change the size and the way you play?
It's going to change this team dramatically. I think hugely. I think I'm really excited to see her back. She is, you know, I don't know if you can hear on the sideline, but she wants to play so badly as well. So it's going to be really great. So her expectations of herself are very high, as I would expect them to be. She's been training really hard, her shooting, so I'm really excited. And it's a home game, so it should be very loud and very busy.
As was this, a home game in Worcester, home game to come in Gloucester. And how does it feel? You've got the crowd behind you.
Yeah, it's awesome to be home. I mean, it's been 2 years, which is crazy, since we've been at home and had a game. So, no, I'm really excited about being home. And I love, look at the floor, look at, you know, it's just the music, it's just great.
And Nikki also spoke to Beth and Dyke.
Player of the match, how does it feel to be back on court?
Oh, it's amazing to be back on court. Playing back here in front of a home crowd was amazing. Disappointed with the result. We're very slow to start, but pleasing final quarter, which we can take into next weekend.
Now, it's been a long road back, hasn't it, after that injury? Just remind us, you know, what you've been through in the last few months.
Oh yeah, it's been a long road, but lots of rehab, but it's great to be back out there with the team.
And how tough is it? You know, last year was tough anyway for the team, playing in a very different environment, but you had to watch them from the sidelines.
Yeah, I was still fully involved with the squad, and I really enjoyed that. I was still going to all the games, being at training, doing my rehab at training as well. But yeah, a new group, and they're all really supportive of me being back on court, so it's great.
So here you are then for the new season, player of the match as well. How did you feel it went out there today? Because it was a strong end to the match, but disappointing at times during the match.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we were really slow to start. I think Mavericks, credit to Mavericks, they're a great side. And a disappointing first half. I think the momentum started to swing in that third quarter. And Liana just said, let's just go out there and let's do what we know we can. And structurally in that last quarter, we did some really good things, lots of turnover ball. So we'll be looking to take that into the game against Team Bath next weekend.
We've just heard that Kat is going to be back. Kat Tuvaiti, your coach has just told us. What difference will that make? You've seen her in training. You've heard her encourage you from the sidelines.
Yeah, she's been at all trainings and she's an amazing asset to our squad. She's helping us off court, on court, and we're learning every session from her. So, yeah, I thought Izzy, Katie and Paige all did really well today, but obviously it'll be great to have Kat back in the squad next week.
And it's a home game today in Worcester, another home game in your other arena to come against Team Bath. How did it feel out there with the home fans?
Yeah, it was great to be back. I think it's been 2 years since we played against Wasps here. So, yeah, looking forward to getting down to Gloucester next weekend and having a home crowd for that game.
Well played today.
Thank you.
On Monday, it was Siren 60, Thunder 71, Pulse 52, Wasps 35. Storm 56, Lightning 72. And this is me just reading a list of numbers, really, isn't it? Sirens 48, Lightning 61. Pulse 50, Dragons 37. Mavericks v Thunder, bit of a close game there. Mavericks 56, Thunder 59. Close game, Stars v Bath. It was Bath who took the win in the end. Stars 45. Bath 48. And it was Storm 58, Rhinos 49. Chloe spoke to Mickey after the game.
I was really proud of the girls and the performance they put out. I think they earned that. I think they deserved that win. And as I say, I've said it many times before, we know that on our day when we get it right, we can contend with anyone. So I was really pleased that we got it right at home today.
And what was the feeling like when it started off close and you started to build? Like, what were the changes that you made there?
Yeah, honestly, we just lock into every single moment. We're aware of the score, but we don't look at it. That doesn't alter the way that we play. We're just trying to stay really level-headed, live in every single moment so that we can execute what that play needs at that given moment in time. Because when we do that and we don't look too far ahead into the future, or we don't worry about what's just happened and we stay present, we're pretty deadly.
Yes, and your crowd were with you all the way today. What's it like having home netball back?
Oh, it's mental. It's absolutely crazy, especially here at Surrey Sports Park. It's a bit of a fortress. Teams know that then when they come here, it's going to be loud, it's going to be crazy. I cannot tell you how much we love playing at home. We speak about it all the time in our trainings, in our team meetings, that we really need to feed off that energy because they're here for us, not against us. And this is a really hard place for other teams to come, and we absolutely want to keep it that way. So, yeah, we're very, very grateful for our fans.
And you got Neve as player of the match. Just a few words on her performance.
Yeah, I think it could have been a lot of people today, but I was so, so pleased and proud of Neve. You know, she's obviously come off a couple of weeks where she's been out of the squad with an ankle injury. So to come straight back in and hit the ground running like she did today is a credit to the work that she does behind the scenes. So super proud of Neve.
And we caught sight of Amy Flanagan and Hannah Knights in training. Any word on what they're up to?
Yeah, they're just back within our group. They're part of our wider training associate squad. They come to training, they keep contesting us and asking questions of us, and that makes us have to compete really hard. So yeah, we're really pleased and proud to have those girls back into the fold, and we look forward to future.
And Sirens next. I heard in listening to the Sky game that they had you as a game that they're all watching out for. How does that make you feel when you hear stuff like that?
Yeah, not surprised. I think everybody puts us as the team that they want to beat. And that's the monkey that we've got to get off our back and work really hard for. But look, we just worry about us. I don't worry about external noise. We worry about us, what we need to do, the game plan that we need to execute. Because if we do that, we'll beat anyone. So just execute our game plan like normal.
And one final word, Praskovia Peace. I can hear in the crowds just how much the fans love her. How great is it to have someone like her?
Oh, she's an icon. She's an absolute icon. You cannot underestimate Peace. Second to what she does on the netball court as a person, as an athlete, she's the most phenomenal person you will ever meet in your life. She is incredible. We're so privileged to have her as part of our squad. She feels very lucky to be wearing these club colours. So we think it's a very, very happy marriage.
And an intercept on the court today.
Oh my God, I know! Wait to go and celebrate with her about that. She'll be reminding me of it all week,
I'm sure she should be, because that was beautiful. Thank you very much, Mickey.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And on Monday night, it was another 70 plus goals for Thunder as they beat Wasps 71-51. The player of the match went to Nat Metcalf.
Nat, a little bit of GA, a little bit of WA. How much did you enjoy out there this evening?
Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. Honestly, I think our younger sisters today were phenomenal. So to play alongside them, it's been so fun and the atmosphere here has been brilliant.
We saw you give a huge cheer when you hit the 70 mark again. It's almost disappointing that you haven't hit the 80 yet. I mean, your attacking end is just so strong this season, isn't it?
It's definitely something to aim for with you saying that. But I think for us, it's about that consistency and wanting to keep putting goals on the board, but doing it in a good manner.
And how much has regaining this title spurred you and the group on? And how much did you just want to go out in these early weeks and say, listen, guys, we're here and you need to go and catch us?
Absolutely. I think for us, lifting that trophy at the end of the season would be a huge dream. But it's about now and it's about week to week and performances. So we need to make sure that our performances are consistent and that we're working hard in training because the season's so strong.
After the game, Karen Gregg and Mel Mansfield spoke to Gail Davies from Sky Sports.
Karen, you wanted to try a few things. You wanted to see some faces. Did you get what you wanted from that match?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, there was wholesale changes across the game. But it was important that we started with something different. We showed some intent. And I thought the first 30 minutes was really impressive. The way we responded to, you know, a different team starting. A slow start again in the third quarter, which, you know, that happened on Saturday. So something that we're going to have to go back to drawing board and reassess. But overall, a great performance. Tough to back up, you know, after a game 2 days ago.
Can't be perfect, can it, at this point in the season, Karen? Or you're great, otherwise you're... You know, your job would be done, wouldn't it? Talk to us about your attacking players. We saw a lot of switching around. Are you going to hit 80 soon, and just how good are they?
I think we can hit 80. I think we've definitely got the front line to be able to do that. And I think the exciting thing about them is that we've got different combinations in there. We've got different threats that can play up at, you know, different matches. And, you know, it's exciting to see what these guys are going to be capable of come round 10, 11 and 12.
And a word on Shadeen van der Merwe. A lot of people really excited to see her out there. We saw her at goal defence and at wing defence. What did you think?
I thought she did a great job. You know, she's only been fully back on contact training for the last 2.5 weeks. So to get her out there tonight and see her in gameplay, I thought she did some really good stuff. There were some flashes in there. So I think we can get a fully match fit and exciting to see what she can do.
Brilliant. Go well. We look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Thank you.
Your captain, Josie Huckle, said there was a little bit of a rocket up some backsides after the first quarter. Eventually, though, you saw a reaction, didn't you, in quarter three and quarter four from your side?
Yeah, we did. We had 62 attempts today, so look, I'm really incredibly proud of them. We didn't turn enough over the first half and they scored 38 goals, but second half we lost by three. But, you know, we're mindful of who they had on the court as well at some points of that game. But, you know, I have to be proud of my group. It was a significant improvement against a very quality side. So I'm really pleased with the attempts on goal, particularly pleased with Giselle today. She really did what I asked her to do. And, you know, there were mistakes, but I asked them to do those. I asked them to, you know, attack the game. So,
yeah, Giselle Allison on in the second quarter. She looked the most comfortable we've seen her for a while with Rachel Dunn out at goal attack. You must have been pleased with that combination and how they did manage to create some opportunities for themselves.
Yeah, she's a real target in there, and she listens to an instruction, and Rachel actually turned a couple of balls over. But we did play slightly differently today. So, you know, I'm very mindful of the fact that there were going to be some errors, and I think in quarter three we only lost it by 3 goals, but we made 11 errors and 10 of them were in the attacking third. So I've got to be patient with this group, and I will be, and likewise we will be better again against Rhinos and Celtics, which are key games for us now.
I was going to say, how key are they for you? Because you look at Dundee and you said before, pressure off, bit of a free hit, but those are the games where you need to pick up wins and need to pick up points coming up, aren't they?
And you know, no coaches are allowed really to talk about must-win games, but we have to be in that game. We need to have back-to-back wins. It's really important. We always concentrate on process, of course, but we will target those games now. We're looking forward to being home again with our fans against Celtic Dragons. So, yeah, a big couple of weeks coming up. We're back to training tomorrow. We're not resting this week. We've decided that that's what they want to do, so we're back in training tomorrow night.
Thanks, as always, for your support. Remember, if there's news or information at your club, why don't you send us a DM? We're at The Netball Show on Twitter. Or something a bit longer, info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.